Welcome back to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show here on 1320 WILS. I'm Lee Cohen, and I'm here with my co-host, Rick Pruse, who in the Mid-Michigan area is a name that if you don't know, then you should, because he has been in the pet business for decades, and his destination store in Old Town is one of the few places that if someone visits Lansing and they want to see what's different about Lansing than just about any other community, I would invite people to go into your store, Rick, and see what you've done in there, because compared to your old store that you had in Hazlitt a couple of decades ago, that store is phenomenal.
Well, thank you, Lee. And we've actually been to Old Town about 4 years now, so going on 4 years. So it's been an exciting journey. And really, that pet store, it pretty much just reflects that journey we've been on. You know, this show is about building a pet community, and that's why I'm really excited about being part of it. Historically, you know, that store has been about building a pet community, and it's and the community we've built has been built upon, you know, one customer at a time. As they walk in the door, you know, we really learn from that experience, and from that experience, the store grows, and from the growing store, we learn from more experiences. 4 years ago, we had to decide, you know, that store was breaking out of its seams, as everybody might know if you've ever been to our old store back in Hazlitt. It was fantastic, but it just, we had grown the business so much from that location that it was just asking for something different, something better, something bigger. And if you haven't been into our new store, it's something bigger. It's really exciting for the Lansing area, and it is a unique treat. I get to travel throughout the country as a speaker. And when I go different places, one of the things that I like to do is check out other stores and whatnot. And there's a few stores in the greater United States that puts out what we put out. But there's not many of them in there. And it's just because it really is a nearly impossible journey. And we're excited on being on that journey. But at the same time, it's a fun journey nonetheless. So we're excited to be part of Lansing. Excited to be part of the Old Town neighborhood, and I'm really excited about being part of the show. So,
Rick, why did you choose all of the different animal groups that you've got? Typically, when people walk into a pet store, they see a variety of toys and supplies, they see food, and they don't really see very many live animals or other fish or reptiles or a lot of the things that you carry. First, can you explain to people what different types of pets you do carry, and why have you so emphasized them versus others? Because comparatively, the quantity of different items and the variety of pets that you've got available, the variety of fish, the variety of saltwater fish, corals, everything, it's just more than I've typically seen in most stores. Why did you do it?
Well, there is a dedication there, and it started back even before me. You know, it started back with my mom when we first started the store, and my wife and I and other both store members and whatnot have kind of, family members have kind of continued the effort. But the effort really is kind of a point of generating an industry, okay? It really is generating an industry. You really can't have an aquarium industry where you're selling lots of tanks, filters, and other components if you don't have a really good place to go to get healthy fish. You really can't expect the public to appreciate the value of a companion animal like a bird if you don't have a place where you can actually go and get the bird. You can't really ever understand through just internet interactions or swap meet situations what the value of owning a small animal or a reptile, unless you have a place where you can really be part of that community. Talk to somebody that's kept one, you know, and actually know that the animal is of good, healthy background. Well, we got like 25 years of experience that says that, you know, it's going to be a healthy animal when it goes out the door, or 25 years wasn't worth it, you know? So it's kind of that we have to be. You know, somebody in the community has to be able to produce the pets, healthy pets, appropriate pets, or it's all for naught. You know, I mean, it's great that there are individuals, businesses out there that sell pet retail items, you know, and and we're a small part of that pie. But at the same time, you know, for every sale that they get across the counter, you know, that's coming from a pet they own in their house, so they're not going to those stores. So that's what's exciting about it, and that's why I like being in this particular business.
Well, but the variety that you carry, I mean, to say that you've got all different variety of fish, I don't think there are many stores that have built a waterfall and bridge system with a whole lot of gigantic, literally foot-long koi and catfish and other fish like that. And my question to you is, I've noticed many people who are adding koi ponds into as they're redoing their homes, redoing their businesses. Are you driving the trend, or is the trend driving you?
No, I think overall, I think the trend of that is driven in and of itself. There is a demand. The general public has a demand for things like outdoor water gardens. And when they see water gardens for inspiration, they want some place to go where they can get a healthy fish. We're probably in the water garden, we're kind of a more of a follow-up. You know, it's usually a landscaping idea that gets that water outside, and then you find out after you start owning the fish how attached and connected you are with those fish. So the idea of that river through the store, well, that's always been like a lifelong idea of this. It encapsulates what the atmosphere of our store is all about. You know, if you're going to have fish, let's see them eye to eye. And so you got this nice long river, and you walk over the bridge, and you go into the bird department, and you're like, what's this all about? And so you got like 40 fish looking up at you saying, hey, give me some food, you know? So everywhere around, there's some animal that's saying, hey, what about me? I'm perfect for your home.
Rick, one of the other things I've noticed about your store versus a lot of others is, as I told you before, I dabbled in saltwater as well as freshwater tanks a couple of decades ago. And in a lot of stores, you'd walk in and see a lot of tanks with infected fish with ick, and just they didn't look very healthy. And you've talked a few times today about the importance of the health of the animals. What is it that you do at Proust that's different than these other stores? Because as I walk through your stores, in virtually every tank, the fish absolutely look to be in ideal health and very much a thriving environment.
Yeah, I think most of that's just accepting the condition of the animals as they come in the back door. You know, you have to understand that the stresses that they've gone through, and then provide a facility, which is expensive. Not all retailers want to do that, but provide a facility that can kind of like turn them into the actual animal that people think about when they come in the front door. Nobody wants to come into a store and see those unhealthy fish. And nobody really questions when they go to buy an animal, whether it's healthy or not, if they can't see those problems. So it's really taking to heart as each problem unfolds itself. You know, if we have a fish that dies, I can remember you mentioned the word ick. I can literally remember the apartment that this young couple lived in. And I sat down in their living room. This is back in 1983. And I watched as their lionfish, saltwater lionfish, died its last breath because it had an ick infestation. Since then, it was like my personal journey to learn more, understand more, and actually make sure that that doesn't happen time and time and time again. And sure enough, you know, by going through some seminars, by going through down to some universities and learn more about what it is and talk and communicate and read and learn and have staff. I have a staff on board. His name's Antonio, who's actually from Cuba and is actually a veterinarian. You know, I am blessed with his presence. And to have that as a resource, that to me is what resources are all about. You know, that's, you know, if I can have him on there, then, you know, the healthy fish is the byproduct of it. But to really have individuals like himself, I've got a gentleman by the name of Kirby Adams. It's just fantastic. He's been in the saltwater trade forever, since the early 90s, late 80s. And I have a manager. I have staff, all, you know, Steve Oberg, just the individuals that surround me make that happen. And they, each one of them, buy into the idea that only a healthy animal is going to leave this establishment. So that's what makes it fantastic.
That's Rick Preuss, and I'm Lee Cohen, and this is the inaugural edition of the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show here on 1320 WILS every Saturday from 11 a.m. to noon. After the break, we'll be back and we'll talk about how the recession and the overall changes in the pet industry have made people have to rethink how they go about buying, keeping, and what to do with their pets. Don't go away. This is the Pet Expert Talk Show here on 1320 WILS.